Did you know that in Ohio, the state Supreme Court could just ignore the reproductive rights amendment we passed last year?
But so many Ohioans voted for it.
That's why we need to keep extremists out of the court by voting for Justices Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
I don't know if I can remember that.
Here's the trick. Just remember, don't stop fighting. DSF. Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes. If you supported Issue 1 last year, don't stop fighting. Vote for Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
This message was paid for by Red, Wine, and Blue.
Hey, what's going on, friends? My podcast every day is broken up into two parts on the free platform. The first part, Act 1, is right now. When it's all done, go right on over to Act 2 to get the second half of the podcast. Thank you so much for checking out my show. Welcome in. Welcome to the Eric Zane Show podcast. A daily show. I discuss news, nonsense, and my personal adventures from right here in the Impact, Impact Power Sports Studio. It's Wednesday. Now that matters, I'm just saying that. Everybody else, oh my God. No, but there is something about Wednesdays, you know, especially when you get about halfway through it, you're like, okay, it's all downhill from here. Kenny writes, Kyle Fade, moment of silence, booming voice of Eric. It's a little embarrassing. Okay. It was another day at Q100. I heard from our very own Matt Kuipers, brother of Kevin Kuipers. He wanted to hear one of his death metal songs. First of all, I played a version of the Eddie Money song, Baby Hold On, by James Hetfield from Metallica. This was the coolest thing. Thank you, Molly. I appreciate that. She just gave me some of those internet coins called bits. She gave me 10 bits. Is that a dollar? Does that work out to $1? So Eddie Money died in September of 2019. Prior to that, Eddie Money sang the national anthem at an Oakland A's baseball game. Sometime before that, obviously. James Hetfield was there. And he goes walking up to Eddie. And he goes, hey, James Hetfield. Nice to meet you. Big fan. And Eddie Money blew him off. And Hetfield's like, I'm not giving up that easily. And he goes, you know, Eddie's obviously got a huge ego, and so do I. And he said it was the equivalent of two dogs circling each other before they, like, you know, finally back down and become friends. They became close pals, Eddie Money and James Hetfield. Dude dies, and they do a tribute concert, and James Hetfield grabs an acoustic guitar, sits down on a stool in front of all these people, and plays the Eddie Money song, his version of Baby Hold On. It was so good. Oh, my God. I had never heard it until today. On the radio station, they do a thing called Cover Wednesday, when if you have a cover song that you would like to hear, it's a perfect day to do it. The only requirements are it has to be a song that everyone knows or has at least heard of. It doesn't matter if it's an artist that everybody knows. It doesn't matter if it's an artist that nobody knows. All that matters is it has to be a song that people know. That's the only thing that makes this interesting. So Matt Kuipers calls up with some shitbox song by one of his stupid bands. I think the band is called All That Remains. And I go, yeah, is this going to be one of your idiot, stupid screamo songs? And he goes, well, there's a small part in it where I'm like, yeah, dude, I'm not doing that. Let's see. Jeremy says, Next Wednesday, I'll call and ask for the White Stripes cover of Jolene. I played it last week, I believe. Last week or the week before. It's awesome. All right. What else happened on there? Oh, I played a Tool song, which I can't stand Tool. What song was it? It was good, though. I actually liked it. Fear Inoculum. Another Q100 snub for Nick. Nick writes, what are you talking about? When did you request something? What the fuck are you talking about? Did you send me, I know you sent me an email about the damn whale, which I'll get to that. I don't know what the hell you requested. Molly says her boyfriend loves Tool. You should leave him because of that. All right. On Facebook, somebody was picking a fight with me, and boy, did I laugh. I get this a lot whenever I post anything pertaining to the fun topic. Hold on. Nick writes, I requested Typo Negative's cover of Summer Breeze. That actually sounds very interesting. I probably just forgot it. I didn't listen to it, so I don't know if it's good or bad. It's probably okay. But that's interesting as hell. Can you remind me next Wednesday? How does that sound? Kenny writes, Tool is more talented than every band ever played on Q100. Well, I don't know how you quantify that, but all I can do is tell you what my ears hear. And when I listen to Tool, I want to hang myself most times. I didn't want to hang myself today when I heard Fear Inoculum. That wasn't bad, but they're not great. Sorry. So this is in regards to one of my posts in the past week with the pot stirring about Kelly Cheese throwing your old pal EZ under the bus despite my passionate support of her. I always get the Jesus Christ, move on, so tired of this rhetoric on Facebook. And I responded, well, I'm not making you be here. That's up to you. I mean, I don't think you're on my Facebook page because for me to talk about my sponsors or show a picture of my dogs, why are you even there? This guy, John, says, I don't listen to their show. Why do you? So I wrote, mind your own beeswax. Patrick wrote, to John, probably the same reason people listen to Stuttering John and many others. I don't listen either, but I do listen to Who Are These Freebeers? It makes light of a show people used to love and turns an indigestible pile of garbage into something pleasant and entertaining. Matt writes to Jeremy, don't forget he's sponsoring a weight loss challenge, mouse relocation, and quickly becoming the top real estate owner above the hard living line. Riding coattails and trolling fancy idiots is definitely paying the bills. Side note, tangent. I talked with Mario yesterday, my mortgage guy, and I'm like, look, this is the plan. Make it happen. The ball is rolling. Plans are in motion. I go, first of all, let me tell you my idea. And I broke it down. I said, look, this is what I'm thinking of doing. And he goes, my God, yes. More people need to do this. I go, so you think this is a good idea? He goes, fuck yes, it's a good idea. Chris says, LOL, I still don't believe it'll happen. What? Why would you say that about me? I mean, I understand. If I say it on this show, there's a pretty good chance it won't happen. You know? Bob says, next Wednesday, play Kill Switch Engage cover of Holy Diver. Also sounds interesting. You got to reach out to me on Wednesday. I will forget. That sounds fantastic. I love that song. It's a great song. When a song is excellent, it can take a shitty band and make them sound good. Because I know Kill Switch Engage, they also suck. Nick says, have you ever played The Singer from Tool's cover of Bohemian Rhapsody? So that would be Maynard, right? Why don't you just say Maynard? I know who the fuck Maynard is. It says here, have you ever played The Singer from Tool's cover of Bohemian Rhapsody from the band Pussifer? Well, what is it? Is Maynard in Pussifer or Pussifer? How do I say this? Pussifer? Chris says, do you remember how you said you were going to have a band? Do you remember how you said you were going to learn how to play guitar? Yeah, I'm not denying that, asshole. Kenny said, I still have not said the name of the band right. It's spelled Pussifer. So it looks almost like Lucifer. Tyler says that he believes it's pronounced Pussifer. It is? Well, I can't play a band called Pussifer. Anyway, you guys are all stupid, all right? Tyler says, no, do not listen to me. He's being a smartass. All right, anyway. So back to, he says, Easy, did you know that when it comes to getting your mortgage for your rental property, 75% of the expected income from rental of a short-term vacation property can go towards what the bank looks at when they give you a mortgage. So it isn't like they take into account the money that's going to be generated by it. I go, that's great. He goes, my only suggestion is start with one. I go, well, of course. He goes, yeah. Get your feet wet. Get your bearings in order of how this all works. And then when you feel comfortable, then you expand the empire. I go, that's exactly what I'm going to do. Don't you worry. Back to this Facebook post. Matt writes to Jeremy, keep up the good work, buddy. We both know Eric Zane will try to take credit for your accomplishment. Never forget, Free Beer and Hot Wings is a crunchity, crap show that lives rent-free in all of our heads. Brandon, this guy Brandon writes this. Easy thinks he is better, and he has to be said troll to feel better for himself. So Brandon does not like me. You probably followed him into this crap on Facebook, and now wonder why you are here. Now, this next part I really loved because he remembered something from so long ago. He says, I will find old audio of him being a complete dick and how he chokes his wife with a tripod in the bedroom. Now, I have never choked my wife with a tripod. I may have said that I've choked my wife with a tripod, but I have never choked my wife with a tripod. Corey says, how would you do that? Well, I think you would have to like collapse it so that it's like, almost like the legs are in, and then you get behind her and like, you know, like you got her in like a rear naked choke with the tripod. But no, I've never choked my wife with a tripod, but to read it like that, God, did that make me laugh. audio of him being a complete dick. Now, that's a good thing on the radio. And how he chokes his wife with a tripod in their bedroom while screaming through the house naked, nude, yelling, nude dude, while his daughter has friends over. I have every podcast, show download. I have every podcast. Then he just writes where download. There is a ton to go through. Troll will be reversed sometime soon. Oh, please do. I would love that. Let's see. Matt says, Jeremy has some other great comments in that thread. I don't see those. I don't have the time or energy to look for it, but oh my God. Nick says, I assume tripod meant dick. That's what they call short guys with a big dong. No. Whatever. I don't think that somebody who doesn't like me would give me that type of credit. I can totally picture me making that comment because it's hilarious. That's a funny thing to say. Choke your wife with a tripod. It's stupid. Tyler says, awfully descriptive for someone who supposedly never did that. I have not choked Diana Pooh Bear with a tripod. She would beat my ass. Kenny says, the nude dude moments and Jackie flashing her boobs at her father's stories kind of haunt my memories of listening years ago. Really odd behaviors. Okay. Well, no, not really. When it comes to nude dude, again, that was in an effort to, I'm coming out of the bathroom and I'm going into my bedroom. So I'm warning them, avert your eyes. Nude dude, that's the point of that. It's not like, hey, everybody get a look. It was a warning. Jackie flashing her boobs. Can you give me specifics? Because it's gone from my brain. All I recall is when Jackie had breast augmentation. The plastic surgeon took pictures of her prior to the surgery. And she got those pictures back after the procedure was done. And she held it in front of my face. And I'm like, what are you doing? So that was horrible. Kenny says, didn't you mention that she would try to get you to look at her boobs? Correct. You're right. Now I recall. That's exactly what she did. She actually was like, yeah, you should see them. And I'm like, what is wrong with you? Megan seems to think that I may have started all of this by uttering nude dude. Like I might have made her be like this? Is that what you're suggesting? I doubt it. I doubt it. She has always been a handful. She finds that hilarious when I get uncomfortable like that. Molly has a question, kind of. She says, I'm not understanding the tripod part. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, the guy said that I said that I choked Diana with a tripod. Now, the only way you could choke, I mean, you could choke somebody with your hands around your neck. I guess he's saying that I took the tripod when it was folded up and pressed it on her throat. But I never did do that. I'm being accused of something that didn't really happen. Kenny says nude dude became nude boobs. Nick writes, my dad was a nude dude. I awoke to gunfire outside and looked out the window to see him nude with an AR-15 laying waste to raccoons. My God, your childhood. Nick, it's a miracle Nick is not fucked up. He had that naked dad shooting raccoons with an AR-15. And then there was a time that Nick realized that his mom and dad were swingers. True story. Becky says, or do they mean your tripod is in your wiener? That comes up again here. I don't know. I mean, I know that there was one moment in time, a brief period in time, where EZ and Pooh Bear had incorporated video recording equipment into the bedroom area. So that's why I'm thinking the tripod came up. That came up in the storytelling at some point. Now, those days are long gone. Once you get that out of your system, you're like, what the fuck was I doing? So dumb. You know, spice it up a little. We're movie stars. Right about the time that a couple starts to come to grips with the fact that they're aging, they like go and more often than not do something like that. That's probably why the joke was choking her with a tripod. Megan says, what did you do with it? Did you watch it together? Well, we actually edited it up to a greatest hits package. And then we dubbed it down to a master. All right? And then we burned it. Chris says, force the kids to watch it, obviously. No, it was destroyed in a fire, like an intentionally set fire. No, you get to a point when you're like, oh, God, what were we doing? This is so dumb. At least for us. Like, whatever. This is stupid. Tyler says, Patreon Tier 3, the Lost Zane fuck tapes. Oh, that's hysterical. Chris says, please tell me you edited it with Z93 effects. Like lasers and shit. Oh, my God. Nick says, so you were a tripod sex tape guy. I always just shot it POV. No, you got to blend it. You got to do multiple shots. You can't just have static POV, static tripod. You got to do zoom ins, zoom outs, you know. And then you got to get really crazy with the editing. So maybe like a bizarro splash down where she looks like a fucking sad clown. And then out of the blue, it's an image of Bud Dwyer shooting himself in the head. Back to, you know, close up. And then all of a sudden, Saddam Hussein hanging. It's awesome. Makes for great porno. Molly, trying to break it down, says, see, I was thinking that the tripod was some sexual position or something That's why I was like, what the fuck? No, I think I was actually talking about a tripod. Chris says, EZ, someone just bit on the Derek Vane post on Reddit. I don't know if I saw the Derek Vane post. Okay, wait a minute. I think I know what you mean. Okay, I see it now. Terrifying. Yeah, everybody on there thinks it's me. All right. So that's a lot of information just flying out at you. We welcome back the convalescing Joe Martinez. Ladies and gentlemen, Joe Martinez is here. He says, we are Michigan. I'm back. I'm glad you are here. First of all, I hope you are doing well. How is your recovery going from being under the weather? I have not shared with anybody the specifics that you told me. All I've said was you would be a little bit down in recovery from something hospital related. In that time that you were gone, we talked a little bit about Illinois beating Michigan badly. This week, though, I think both teams can agree, Michigan and Michigan State. For Michigan State, this is their biggest game of the year. For Michigan, not so much, but they have a lot to lose. If they beat Michigan State, biggest game of the year is Ohio State. If they lose to Michigan State, that is the biggest loss of the year. Until the Ohio State game, if they happen to lose that one. So this is important. And there's a hell of a lot of questions about this Michigan football team. Joe seems to think they're going to win that. I would say off the top of my head, Michigan hosting Michigan State. Part of me thinks 3-point favorite, but I'm going to go with 7-point favorite. That's what I think that they will be favored in that game. Let me take a look here. Oh, boy. Michigan is only giving 3.5. MSU is a 3-point dog in that game. The over-under is 40. The money line, who will win the game? Of all the bets coming in, 47% of the bets are for MSU with the points. 53% giving 3.5 are betting for Michigan. Both teams 4-3. Both teams' records against the spread 3-4. Both teams' records outdoor are 4-3. Away, Michigan State is 1-2. At home, Michigan is 4-1. Points per game. Michigan is 112th. Michigan State is 110th. Points per game allowed. Michigan is 51st. MSU is 39th. Yards per game. Michigan, 118th. Michigan State, 91. By the way, all of these stats show that both these teams are horrible. Passing yards per game. Michigan, 129th. Michigan State, 67. Rushing yards per game. Michigan has the advantage. You're 46th in the nation. Michigan State, 90th. Yards per game allowed. Michigan 34th, Michigan State 29th. This is going to be a close game. Chris says, I'm hoping Michigan can pull it out. Jeremy says that Sherrone Moore said anyone could be the quarterback this week. So it could be Orgy or Warren. So Michigan won't even score a TD. What happened to Tuttle guy? Hey everybody, Joe Palizzi, to talk about one of my amazing partners, Mint Mobile. Mint Mobile's done it right, you know. If you're like a sucker who's trapped paying tons of money to big wireless, it's time to end that cycle. You see, with big wireless, what you see is never what you get. Somewhere between the store and your first month's bill, the price you thought you were paying magically skyrockets. I've seen this happen so many times, especially with Pooh Bear, when she breaks her phone and gets a new one. Oh, yeah, it's only going to cost me this much. And get home, and it's a complete disaster. I need, a personal loan to pay the bill. With Mint Mobile, you'll never have to worry about the gotchas ever again. When Mint Mobile says $15 a month when you purchase a three-month plan, they mean it. Okay. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with premium wireless plans. I do this, and you should too. My bill went from astronomical to $15 a month for my phone. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. The game is up for big wireless. We are on to you. To get this new customer offer and your new three-month premium wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/Zane. That's mintmobile.com/Zane. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/Zane. $45 upfront payment required. That's equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first three-month plan only. Speeds slower over 40 gig on unlimited plan, but you'll be fine. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Did you know that in Ohio, the state Supreme Court could just ignore the Reproductive Rights Amendment we passed last year?
But so many Ohioans voted for it.
That's why we need to keep extremists out of the court by voting for Justices Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
I don't know if I can remember that.
Here's the trick. Just remember, don't stop fighting. DSF. Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes. If you supported Issue 1 last year, don't stop fighting. Vote for Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
This message was paid for by Red, Wine, and Blue.
It's always been a very close game throughout the years. Last year, didn't Michigan beat the shit out of them? Nick picks Michigan State. Chris says, can we beat MSU this year, Joe? You see, Chris is all about Michigan, too. But he's not like Joe Martinez. Then, of course, Joe Martinez not here for the Lions beating Minnesota on the road. What a win that was. That was a big one. Now, Martinez is same old Lions guy unless they win the Super Bowl. If they go to the Super Bowl but lose, he's going to say, see? I told you. So he's that guy. So basically, if the Lions don't win the Super Bowl, he is going to point and laugh at you and me and say, I knew it. I called it. You see, I'm right. I called it. Yeah. All right. So I'm anxious to see. I am very, very interested in that Michigan-Michigan State game only because of Joe. He has allowed this to become a bigger game than it is. Because it's not. Both teams are horrible. In the offseason, schools like Illinois and Indiana bought their way into the college football playoffs. They spent big money getting great players. Those two teams will likely be in the college football playoffs. Michigan and Michigan State will not be in the top 25 this year. They suck. Now, if you're Michigan State, anything's better than last year. But if you're Michigan, you won the national championship last year. You should have the best players this year. But nobody opened up the fucking pocketbook. Fuck that. Chris says, is this the huge show? Well, if it were the huge show, it'd be incredibly boring. Hang on a second. Hey, there was a mix-up with the scheduling of the venue tickets, and at the moment, we are one pair ahead of ourselves. No issue, but please don't give that pair... don't give the pair that is scheduled for your show on Friday. Q100 related materials. All right. So there you go. Michigan with every opportunity. Michigan will likely, if they lose against Michigan State, then they probably will only win maybe one more game against Northwestern, because they're going to lose to Ohio State, and then they're going to lose to Indiana. I mean, they suck. And if they lose to Michigan State, there's potential they won't win another game this year. They are that bad. I'll tell you this. When Michigan was playing against Illinois, I'm getting texts from Joe Martinez saying, "We suck. Oh, my God." I didn't share those with you, but he was bitching up a storm. So don't let all this nonsense that he throws out here fool you. He knows they suck dick. Good God. Okay, so lose to Michigan State, and then Michigan hosts Oregon. They lose that. Then they're at Indiana. They lose that. Indiana's 7-0. Then they host Northwestern. They got a shot at winning that, but not a great one. Both teams suck. And then they're at Ohio State. They lose that. So there you go. In the Big Ten, these losers are 4-3. So they have potential to win 4, maybe 5 games. What a disaster. Joe says, all I wrote to you was what a shit show, and that was it. Yeah, well, look, you writing what a shit show about your team is remarkable, considering of the things you've written on here in the past. We bow to no one. We're going to bust those nuts. We're great. They suck. They're horrible. Why can't you just say, we suck? It's okay. Oh, we're going to win. We're going to win out. We're going to have a great year. You're horrible. My God. All right. So that's all I got for an open of this show. Let me just say that the opening is, the studio is brought to you by my friends at Impact Power Sports. Impact Power Sports, go there. And check out their fine selection of ATVs, UTVs. I was just talking to Nick, the electrician, and he says, easy, I love their stuff. I've purchased stuff from them before, and it just runs awesome. It's fantastic. And great, great luck with them. So thank you, Nick, for telling me that. There you go. That is Impact Power Sports. They're in Rockford, Michigan. You can find them online at Impact Power Sports, MI.com. Joe wants me to talk more shit because his Twitch stream went to a commercial. I don't know. We bow to no one. We're going to bust those nuts. Who's got it better than us? Nobody. Idiot. Dumbass. Thanks to A&E Heating and Cooling. You can find them online, 616-516-8579. That's their phone number. That's not their website. You can find them online, aeheatingcooling.net. But reach out to Joe. Good thing he's got a staff out in the field because he's recovering from his little medical issue. Call over there, 616-516-8579. Call to say Michigan sucks dick. And then schedule your furnace tune-up / diagnostic test. That's valued at $145. You get it free because DTE has decided to partner with one for the, I believe, third year in a row, HVAC company to bring you this outstanding offer. Zero cost to you. Zero. All you have to do is reach out, 616-516-8579, to get all of the details. The only catch is you can't have taken advantage of this in the last 2 years. If that is the case, then you got to pay for it. And I still recommend you do that because you got to get your furnace tuned up before you turn it on. So do that. And thank you so much, A&E Heating and Cooling. Joe still says we bow to no one. That's not true. You bow to Illinois, you bow to Washington, and you bow to Texas. And now you're going to bow to Michigan State. You're going to bow to Indiana. You're going to bow to, who else did I say? Ohio State. You might even end up bowing to Northwestern. Come on. Michigan fans have a tendency, when you point out how shitty they are this year, to say, yeah, well, we're the national champions. We're the winningest program in the history of college football. I don't think anybody cares. I mean, that's nice. That's great. But right now you stink. I wonder how close that is, too. Winningest program. Winningest college football program. There's only one team with 1,000 wins. And it's Michigan, God damn it. They have 1,000, according to this, 1,008 wins, I think. Anyway, they are number one. Number two is Alabama. Okay, and they have like 965 wins. So it would take years to actually make up that ground. Third, Ohio State with 964. This might be an old article. Notre Dame's up there. Texas is up there. They both have 948. Oklahoma's up there. Yale. Come on, Yale. Penn State, Nebraska. All right. Chris says, at the Huge Show on Facebook, at Huge Show on Twitter, at Huge Show on Grindr. Jeremy says, I don't understand how beating the Sisters of the Poor in 1899 is relevant today. It doesn't matter. I'm sorry. For those folks who are watching the show on Facebook and YouTube, thank you. I appreciate that, but it's time to kick you out. You want the rest of it, you got to go to Twitch. Twitch.tv/Eric Zane Live. That is where you can get the whole show. You can also download just the audio wherever you download shows. Just search Eric Zane Show Podcast on your favorite podcasting platform. And there I am. I'm on all of them. Download and listen to your heart's content. If you want more, I have more content on my Patreon. Patreon.com/Eric Zane. After every free podcast, I do a second podcast every day for almost 6 years. Today is the 1,393rd episode of the free podcast. And I've also done 1,393 episodes of the Patreon podcast. That has been my life for almost 6 years. And by the way, somebody on Reddit said to me, Jesus, you look like fuck. My God damn it. Some idiot was saying that I speak with a lisp. A lisp, me. Anyone else annoyed that Zane mocks Kelly's speech when he, in fact, has a slight lisp? I just thought it was a little pot calling the kettle black. I wrote, I will give you $1 million if you have proof of a lisp. He writes, $1 million? Maybe you'd have that if you had maintained the free beer and hot wings job. Not sure. 15 Patreon members who forgot to cancel their membership will get you to that reward. Easy money, though. I said the offer stands. He says, 10 minutes, 20, or I'm sorry, October 22, 6 minute, 44 second mark. You say trollf instead of trolls. Also, I had to go back and watch it with video. My goodness, you look like a bag of balls nowadays. It makes me feel so old just seeing you age. He says it's kind of a Jared Goff sort of lisp. I honestly don't know what he's talking about. First of all, I don't know Jared Goff having a lisp. And I wrote, I don't think you know what a lisp is. This person writes, Zane, fuck off for real. You are a troll. Leave Kelly alone, you fucking pussy. Now, the settings, I guess, on Reddit detected that that was a problem, so they removed it, but I can see it. I said, what? I'm a fan and a huge supporter of hers. What the hell are you talking about? Granny Muffbeard says the mics that both shows use are very sensitive to the sounds we miss when we're just speaking with somebody with just our ears. Also, Eric uses a processor that's supposed to enhance the audio quality. I can't say for sure, but I'm 99.9% sure that Clown Square also uses processors. This whole thing is hogwash because if we all listen closely enough, we all have something quirky about the way we speak. And I said, well, I do not. First of all, I'm not lisping. Second of all, there's nothing quirky about the way I speak. There's no one who's more professional in speaking than me. I'm so perfect at it that when I say something fucked up, I immediately know it's fucked up. And I point out how fucked up that is. This person then said, you sound great. It's just the secondary sound, the secondary S sounds that makes you sound like you're sucking on a huge hog. And my Reddit, I guess, tech shit, deleted that comment of his because it thought he was like bullying me. So I don't care if you put that on there. It's not going to hurt my feelings. Like anything could hurt my feelings. Corey says, I do feel we can hear the spit in your mouth more than we normally would. Oh, yeah. Bob says, now say Pokemon and puree. I had to think about that one. Yeah, sure. I guess in the past, when I would say Pokemon, Kenny said, no, you're saying it wrong, Easy. It's Pokemon. And I said, okay, excellent. And puree used to be known as puree. Until I was corrected. Thank you. You can't take what someone doesn't know and hold that against them. Kenny says, now you got to say the name of that band. Well, I've never been taught how to say the name of that band. And since no one wants to teach me, I guess I got to teach myself. Okay. Now, according to this, it's Pucifer.
Pucifer.
Is that correct? Just wondering, I have loved Existential Reckoning since it came out. I still have no idea. Is it Pucifer, Pucifer, Pucifer? Still, many different suggestions, according to this Reddit thread. Nick says, Pucifer. Kenny, do you agree with what Nick says? Is that band called Pucifer? All right, now we know. Now we know. So now it'll be perfect coming out of my mouth because I know what it's pronounced. Pucifer. If you suggest a song for me to play on Q100, if Pucifer has a cover of a song and it's good, I'll play it. I'll be happy to. You guys think I'm just like a blockhead and indiscriminately won't play shit. But what was the one you guys said? Killswitch Engage did a cover, and I already forgot what it was. Bob was the one who suggested it. I totally want to hear that. But what you got to do is you got to send it to me on an email on Cover Wednesday because I'm going to forget otherwise. You can't possibly think, Holy Diver, that was it. Yeah, I can't wait to hear that. All right. Anyway, I got to kick people out of here. Thank you. Follow me on Patreon, P-A-T-R-E-O-N, patreon.com/Eric Zane. We've got a Big Fraud Thursday coming up tomorrow. Ben and I will review Who Are These Free Beers, 6 p.m. Got a lot of great material there. And also, we will get after another edition of the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast. So thank you very much. Facebook and Twitch brought to you by Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid and EV. Find them in Grand Rapids, Michigan, just a few blocks east of US 131. That will be the spot where the Great Food Giveaway will take place on Friday, December 20th. Go to their website, ervines.com. That's right, ervines.com. And check out their Google reviews, because there's one thing if I sing their praises. You know, I'm a marketing partner. The Google review is absolutely outstanding, and they proudly display theirs, nearly a five-star rating, 616-532-6600 for Irvines, ervines.com. Talked about Joe Martinez. He's awesome. His football team sucks. You may have seen the video that I recorded with my pal Zach Marco from EstateWise. Oh, my God. This is something you have to do. Don't just think that because you're married and if you kick the bucket, it's automatically going to go to your wife and whatnot. Like, for example, Joe Martinez's lovely better half. I mean, if Joe Martinez thinks that all of his Michigan memorabilia is just immediately going to go to his wife, he better be careful. Okay? First of all, home, car, all that stuff. That could wind up in probate. The last thing you want is for that to happen. Now, God forbid this happens to any of you, but this is something that you need to think about. At the end of the day, you want your wishes followed in the event that you actually do take your dirt nap. And you will. Okay? That's a fact of life. So it's very, very important that all of your estate planning is done. This is preparing for the future and ensuring that your assets are distributed according to your wishes. It's not just for the elderly, it's for everybody. Whether you're young, whether you're middle-aged, whether you're slightly more than middle-aged like me, have children or don't have children. It's about more than just dividing your assets. It's about securing the future for your family and avoiding costly probate and having control over your legacy. This starts out with a phone call. Call Zach at EstateWise, 616-540-7544, and say, hey, I want to know more. How does this work? First of all, EZ sent me. He's then going to start that process. Now, when you do agree to sign up for his services, if you mention me, you'll save 15% on the estate planning services. And this is just one cost. All you do is pay him one time, and then that's it. That process then goes where getting your intentions made and then some forms that are put together by Zach. At the end of the day, it's going to be a phone call and it's going to be some online signing and shuffling your stuff back. And then you actually have to meet in person one day and there will be witnesses there as you sign away, making sure that everything that you have planned is right there in that binder. He hands you the binder and then you go home. You have one person who's going to execute this on the day that this all happens. You make a digital copy just in case, and then that's it. And then that, you never have to worry about this ever again. Unless if you have some fuckface family member who turns into a total asshole and you want them out, then you go back and say, yeah, we got to redo shit. Okay? And he can take care of that too. God forbid that that happened. EstateWise, online at estate-wise.com, 616- 540-7544, 616-540-7544. Kuiper Tree Care. Oh boy, this is great. All of you at one time or another will need some type of tree care done outside of your home. All right. Now, if you have a landlord, that's probably their own thing. You can only suggest that Kuiper Tree Care get involved. But if you're a homeowner, at some point, you're going to need some tree care. Maybe get rid of an old, outdated tree, or perhaps there's a stump there that you've been wanting to get rid of. You can have that ground down. You need some land cleared. Storm cleanup, stump grinding, tree pruning, tree risk assessment. They do it all at Kuiper Tree Care, online at KuiperTreeCare.com. Reach out and get an estimate. Ben will come to your house and give you an estimate, 616-828-8225. Of course, there's no cost for that. The pros at Kuiper Tree Care are the best. 616-828-8225 for Kuiper Tree Care. All right. Are we going to break down the lion suspension? Boy, I didn't hear a lot about this other than that the Lions, one of their star players, Jameson Williams, J-Mo Waymo, has gotten two games for finding a banned substance in his system. I think one of you, Jeremy, said that if it's steroids, it's like a 4-game suspension. And if it's some type of stimulant, it's a 2-game suspension. I see somebody from the Detroit Free Press, that is, writes, Jameson Williams is running out of chances with Lions as he faces a second suspension. Yeah, I wouldn't say that. Yeah, I don't. There's not a lot here. Williams is not expected to appeal the suspension, telling ESPN he has no choice but to take it on the chin. I'm in good spirits, Williams said. Just ready to get back with my brothers ASAP as soon as possible. All I can tell you is we're prepared to not have him, said Dan Campbell. Why was he suspended? The rules are designed to prohibit and prevent the use of anabolic and androgenic steroids, including exogenous testosterone, stimulants, human or animal growth hormones, whether natural or synthetic, are related to similar substances. NFL players are subject to random testing for these substances. Yeah, I don't know, man. Given the length of the suspension, it was, as Jeremy indicated, a stimulant, diuretic, or masking agent. Or he didn't cooperate with a request to test. All right. Well, he's never really struck me as the smartest guy in the world. Let's see. Chris says, I was being deadpan, Tophus. Good joke, though. Tophus says, did they suspend the whole team? Chris then says, yesterday he talked about the folks at Q100 didn't like that he talked about it, so I joked about it. Oh, I get it now. So you didn't really want me to talk about it. I thought you were hinting that I should talk about it, like for real. Jeremy says, it's just crazy that Rashee Rice was doing 130, got into a wreck and fled the scene, but hasn't been suspended yet. Who was the guy for the Raiders? Was his name Henry Rugg? Who he was driving super fast, and he rear-ended some chick at a light, and her car burst into flames, and she burned to death, and she had her dog in the front seat. Oh my God. He killed her and the dog. He's in prison for a long, long time. Chris is very frustrated that I have discussed sports stories today. He says, LOL, no, it's just been the huge show today. Lots of sports talk, Aram says. Chris says we need some news, nonsense, and life's adventures, as Saul would say. And then he says, ponytail too tight, easy. What is he talking about? Is your ponytail too tight? Because I don't have a ponytail. I think you do, don't you? All right, that is Act 1 of the podcast. Act 2 is available right after this one. Go check it out. What are you doing? Don't miss a second of it. Thank you so much.
Did you know that in Ohio, the state Supreme Court could just ignore the Reproductive Rights Amendment we passed last year?
But so many Ohioans voted for it.
That's why we need to keep extremists out of the court by voting for Justices Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
I don't know if I can remember that.
Here's the trick. Just remember, don't stop fighting. DSF. Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes. If you supported Issue 1 last year, don't stop fighting. Vote for Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
This message was paid for by Red, Wine, and Blue.